For me, particularly because I came in 65, my experience has been very different from most people who have come later, because I was involved in the Islamic activities right from, say, day one, if you want to call it, from 65, being a part of the Muslim Student Association at the University of Minnesota. We were really bringing out a lot of things as a student body, taking part in all the student activities, trying to expose the non-Muslims or even the student community on campus to the Islam and Muslims. In that process, we did get a lot of help from some of the key professors, or the like the there was an organization, student religious organization on campus, which would coordinate all these religious organizations, just student bodies.
Well, I do remember we went through a lot of changes in accepting some Western ideals or Western practices even, as part of our lives, even though and even for me, and I think for most Muslims, the biggest challenge always was to figure out what is truly Islamic and what is from my culture, and a lot of times because I grew up as an Indian Muslim, I didn't couldn't really differentiate the two when I was a new Muslim here, and so I would say things to my sons even as they were growing up. I would say, this is not we do, this is not how we do things. And they would say, Mom, are you talking from your religious experience or Islamic experience? Are you talking from Indian experience? And so for us as parents, that was probably the biggest challenge, to figure out what we should allow our kids to do and what we shouldn't allow our kids to do.